Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
That voice coming from? And who is that annoying woman?
Brinley, can you hear me? Talk to me.
Oh, hold your horses, lady. Can you wait like 1 second? Geez, talk about entitled.
Excuse me?
I don't know who you are, but the world doesn't stop because you're on some janky cell phone with bad reception.
Is this really happening?
Oh, it's happening.
I think we all need to talk about this and figure out. Brinley. Brinley. Kaden.
Who are you talking to? Did she say my name?
You really are impossible. Even you know that.
What does that mean?
Ugh, I can't believe you're gonna make me do this now.
Do what?
Believe me, I wish it wasn't true.
What are you talking about? Who was on the phone?
That was Cadence Cavendish. It was you, Casey.
I'm sorry, what? Once again, you're making no sense, Alaska.
Come with me.
Why?
Because I need you to come with me.
How about no?
How about yes, so that I can finally give you the answers you're looking for?
Answers about what?
About your whole nutty, messed up life.
Fine. I don't believe you, but I did see some things when I was down there in the caverns.
Good. Then you're ready for the truth. I think this is it.
This is what?
The tree. There's lots of trees. Yeah, but only one can do this.
It's an elevator.
You noticed.
Where does it lead?
Down.
Yeah, I got that part.
Down where? Down to the place where your story began. Well, you coming?
Yes. But not because you asked.
Of course not.
Well, Monica, how are you enjoying your stay in sunny Florida?
Exotic island, helicopter ride, animatronic animals. It's all so romantic.
Beats prison. And I'd know. I'm a hardened ex-con.
I heard.
Want to see my tattoos?
You didn't really get tattoos.
No, but I should have. Maybe Monica forever, right across my chest.
Sure, honey.
Hey, I could be a tattoo guy.
I didn't say you weren't.
You want to sit?
Sure.
Here, I'll pull up a gator for you.
You're sure they're not active?
Seems like Casey retired them.
So, what's the plan, Mr. Anders?
You mean you don't have one?
I'm working on it. But I'm not the one who had a relationship with Mirabelle.
We didn't have a relationship. We worked together.
You worked with Mirabelle.
Why do you keep saying her name like that?
No reason. But I got the sense that Mirabelle, Dr. Solstice, could be convinced to help us find Cyrus and Brinley and ditch this place for good.
If we can get to her, or anyone for that matter.
What is that?
Sounds like something coming through the water.
Another alligator?
No, it sounds like...
Javi?
Javi, how did you get here?
Cyrus.
Mon, I think we've got ourselves a lassie situation here.
You know where Cyrus is, don't you, Javi?
And you can take us there? Because we're kind of stuck in here. Will you look at that? Javi found an opening in the wall.
Okay, wait. Does that mean we're going to ride the hoverboard?
Is that a problem?
No, it's just kind of small, and, well, as many times as we've watched Holiday and Badger ride these things, I never once had the urge to get on one myself.
Come on, it'll be just like the old days. You on the back of my motorcycle.
It's a lot different. Motorcycles don't fly, and we're not kids anymore.
Speak for yourself. Do you want to go find our son?
You know the answer to that. Okay, Javi, be careful, okay? We're regular people. Some of us have creaky knees, don't we, James?
My knees are just fine. Mostly. You ready, Dr. Anders?
This trip just keeps getting better and better. This is not that terrifying!
Yeah, it is!
Been down to the Guinevere Fontaine Memorial Auditorium before?
Wait. I think this is how I arrived on the island. When they pulled me out of the water?
You don't say.
This device with the straps?
The bassinet. Looks like they got it back.
Why did you bring me here?
Because it's time to face the truth about who you are and where you came from.
What does that mean?
It means that you don't belong here, Casey. Katie? Cadence?
I don't belong? Says who?
Says me? And the laws of time and space? This is not where you're supposed to be.
Oh, and where am I supposed to be?
By my calculations, 1989 or so?
What?
You came here through a portal, but not on purpose. It's the same thing that happened to Kazu. He went through as himself, and came out as a kid.
This is totally insane!
Oh, I'm well aware. But it's the truth. The woman on the phone back there was you. The middle-aged version of you. Or maybe you're the teenaged version of her. But I think when I was a little kid, the two of you somehow switched.
Switched?
She went to your time, and that bumped you into hers. And now it's time to fix that mistake. We find Penn and the other Casey, and...
Brinley, are you saying that I'm your... that I'm your mother?
Yes.
I can't.
My thoughts exactly. Casey? Say something.
Give me your hand.
Really?
Give me your hand.
Okay. Hey! What are you doing? Untie my hand!
Hey, look! The arm strap even has a lock on it!
Hey!
You're not going anywhere, Brinley, and neither am I. I don't care what you say. You've lost your mind, and I'm getting out of this creepy room.
Wait! Casey! Let me go! Cadence!
Mom?
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Green Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.